5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Elo Communications Studios. I'm Brady Hull, joined across from the bulletproof glass on gel. Ready to rock and roll for this final hour of the show. We got future headlines coming up. What did you think of that, Angel? After all the complaining and everything, that I'm putting the blame 100% on, not 100%, but mainly on Nathaniel Hackett. I do think that Nathaniel Hackett will probably be given a second year. And he, not based on performance, but probably should, based on, you hired this guy based on a philosophy that he had. And if it's as complicated and intricate as we are saying it is, then don't you have to give it more time?
I think with the Broncos, you're kind of in this weird spot where, yeah, you're frustrated with your coach, you're frustrated with your quarterback, you're looking for someone to blame. If it's not those two guys, it's probably Peyton. And then you have this ownership group that just purchased this organization looking at this and saying,
they're not tied to any of those guys, but
is this what we're going to get?
Yeah.
And with the Broncos, you don't have a lot of options in terms of your quarterback. You signed him to an extension. Your coach, first-time head coach, you want to give him time to learn, and you don't have any draft picks to build your team up. So if you fired Hackett, you somehow traded away Russ, you don't have much left over. And you have fleeting number of guys that are looking to get contracts.
And then you have Russ trying to figure out a new offense, a new head coach. I wish I could be a fly on the wall. You know, I wish I could be a fly on the wall right now. Some of the insiders that I know, even in Denver, their tweets are, yeah, more gloom and doom than I've seen in a long time. They're more like, yeah, I like to give a guy as much time as possible, but it's starting to get tough to defend him. But is this something that George Payton and Nathaniel Hackett talk about on a regular basis? That we are going to have some hard times. We're going to go through some growing pains. We have to stay true to our philosophy and our plan. We are going to see this thing through. Keep this in mind, Angel. This is George Payton's first hire. This is his first GM job. His first hire is Nathaniel Hackett. Do you think that he really, it's not going to matter if the Walton Pettiger group are pushing and breathing down his neck. But if he can fight for his guy, he's going to, don't you think? Like George Payton at the end of the season. Now, okay, is there a limit? Is there the key phrase, the key word today, threshold? Is there a certain amount of games Denver has to win? I mean, you lose these next two, and you're what, 2-6 going into the bye? Yeah, it's even worse than we thought. You find a way to win 5 games, you keep them?
It's really tough to say because this team had such high expectations, and obviously injuries and all kinds of stuff happens throughout the season. But you also kind of put that on your coach and say, all right, if you're a good coach, as you think you are, you need to show me with the deficiencies that you have. We'll give you some credit, but can you still achieve success with the limitations that you're facing?
Here's something from the 405. Hackett needs to show he's learning to be a head coach as the year progresses. If he continues to make the same mistakes all season, he will be gone. Now, Tanner brought this up on Good Morning NoCo, that we aren't seeing necessarily the same mistakes, although the running out of the freaking shotgun, it's gonna give me nightmares, Angel. That's different. But in his defense, we aren't seeing the same mistakes. They're not having an issue getting the play in anymore. We're not kicking strange field goals when you should go for it, or vice versa. The red zone calls, they're not working. But they're not like bonehead. Like, why did they not do that? You know, it's still like Jerry Jeudy should have looked up. Maybe there's a chance to jump up and grab a ball. That's what that play was. And I'm sorry, Angel. Is Jerry Jeudy your guy? Is he not your guy anymore?
It's really tough. He's one of those kids that you've seen his potential. You've seen him flash. But I can't for the life of me figure out what has happened to him.
His athletic ability is very good.
Sure.
But he doesn't seem... We had a text here from Tech. Wide receivers don't seem to know how to get open. Routes seem sloppy and lackluster. And I think Jerry Jeudy is the main culprit on that right now. I mean, that one of those red zone shots, they back shoulder fade, and I'm not a big fan of the back shoulder fade or whatever that was, jump ball in the corner for Jeudy. Jeudy's not even looking up for the ball. He's looking at Russell. Dude, the ball's going to be up. That's the whole point of that kind of throw. It's going to be in the air, and you're going to have to go out-athlete a guy and pull it down. And you're not looking where the ball is going to be going. That could have been a shot at a touchdown.
And I don't even think Jerry should have been in that position.
Probably
He's
not
a jump ball guy.
Probably not. But you, at some point, you got to start seeing what this guy has. Because he's not doing... The only thing I've seen him do is that first touchdown against Seattle, which was a good catch. But I haven't seen that much else since then.
No, it seems like if he's not dropping the ball, he's falling down on a route, or he's getting the ball and then immediately going down. I don't know if he's afraid of getting hit or touched or what it is with Jerry. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't have the horses right now.
Nice pun.
You don't. You got Hackett in a carriage trying to get this thing going with Eeyore.
Donkeys.
Yeah. I mean, and as much as Broncos country hates that term, this is what it feels like is you're getting injured by the day. Who just went out?
Linebacker Patrick Arnold. He
ran
went
into
off
the
on the
sound guy or whatever.
Ran to some field members. He has a torn ACL and will miss the remainder of the
How
season.
Many ACLs are we tearing here?
5 for the Broncos.
What? It's just, it's awful. It's awful. This is the worst start. I mean, you could be 0-6, I suppose, or what are they, 2-4? You could be 0-6 right now. That'd be worse, but this is just about as bad.
It feels like that.
It does, because even the Houston game that they won, people were mad about. The San Francisco game, save for the final drive, people were mad about. And it just sucks because you got this great defense. Lack of discipline, penalties, routes, somewhat curious play calls. Yeah, to me that all goes back to the coach. Penalties are going to happen to even the most disciplined team. But at this clip, at this rate, like Purcell, why are you landing on a guy? Why are you? That's one of my, I hate that when I watch defensive guys. A guy's clearly down and they just flop on top of him. What are you doing? Stop it. Use your brains out there. And I'm getting tired of seeing it. But is he yelled at for that? Is he punished for that? Like, are we in the world anymore where you do laps for how many penalties you do? Do they do that anymore to players? It's hard to. They're making way more than you.
Watching the game last night, I kept looking at the sideline just to get a feel for how this Broncos team kept responding or not responding, whatever. And you see guys just sitting on the bench, just kind of sulking. Not just on the offense,
oh,
but defensive
well,
guys,
again,
too.
But the Gordon thing, that was an obvious sulking. And that's just going to carry over.
And that lasted the entire game.
The entire game.
That wasn't,
game.
Oh, you're done for the fourth quarter. It's, yay, second quarter, you're done.
Sit on the bench then, at least. I don't
or
want
go,
you.
If you're going to pout, go take your pads off and sit in the locker room.
I don't want you roaming the sidelines. Stop roaming the sidelines and rolling your eyes. I'm sorry, Melvin. It sucks, dude. He seems like a pretty good dude. But you fumbled a lot. And when you got your couple of chances the other night or last night, you didn't do anything with them. You're at a point now where you have to completely go over the top to make up for what you've done. And with your fumbling.
Well, he was taking carries away from Javonte, and now he can't get carries against Latavius.
Which is kind of interesting. You know, now it's Boone suddenly, but Boone wasn't the second guy when Javonte was there, and Boone's now the second guy. He leapfrogged once you brought Murray in. Murray looks good. I mean, from what I saw, again, wonder how he'd do not running out of shotgun. Wouldn't that be funny? Just to see what a running back does in a typical running back type play. Just line up in a I formation and just go with a full head of steam, and you've already kind of gotten to your full gait of a run by the time you get the ball in your hands, rather than I have to stop, grab it, and then go. Wouldn't that be a concept?
Do they have a fullback?
Yeah, Andrew Beck, kind of. They used him, though, against Seattle. That's gone. It all comes back to coaching to me, but now, and listen, this could be Nathaniel Hackett there, this could be Vic Fangio, this could be Vance Joseph. I feel like when you hire a guy and he's not Urban Meyer, at some point you have to say, can we grow with this guy? Can he get better? And he's made different. He's gotten better. Still weird, though.
He's fixing one thing. Like there's a story about this little boy in a dam. And he keeps plugging the hole in the dam, and another hole keeps popping open, and you're running out of fingers. That's what Hackett's in that situation now. You're plugging up the holes that are obvious, but you're still making the little mistakes that
right.
you're not fixing or acknowledging, maybe out of pride or whatever.
Well, and some of them you've caused yourself. It's like in Vegas Vacation. When Griswold is – when Clark's walking down and they're viewing the dam, and it's natural that there's little spurts coming out of the side of the walls. That's just how it is. Well, he's looking at one, and he thought he might have done it. So he chews his gum, sticks the gum over the top, and plugs it. In doing so, he broke off another piece, and another sprinkle comes out. And he made that one worse, so he keeps trying to cover it up with pieces of gum. By the time he leaves, it's a gum-covered cave with water bursting out of the seams.
As opposed to Pete Carroll, who just chews the gum.
Who just chews the gum. Keep it in. Don't worry about the walls right now, man. We got to fix this problem. Hackett, don't worry about the optics. Don't worry about MVPs for Russell. Don't worry about any of that stuff. But at the same time, does he... I'm going to use this because I can't think of a better term. Do you have to dumb this thing down for a while? Just dumb it down. Start the football game out in I formation. Run the ball up the gut. You get 2 yards. Okay, now pass. We don't need to try to out-trick people. Oh, he's thinking we're going to run, but he's going to know that I'm thinking that he's thinking we're going to run, so we'll run anyway, and that'll surprise him. You don't need to do that stuff. I go back to this earlier, was it last week, just talking about coaches outthinking themselves. And we're still at this point with Nathaniel Hackett where he's just outthinking himself. He's thinking he's going to break off a big run because the Chargers are susceptible to giving up the big runs. So let's keep running in shotgun. They think we're going to pass it. Murray's going to bust one. Now, he busted a good one, but it didn't happen again and again. And if you can set up your pass game, you can then return and set up your run game. But there's no give and take. There's no flow to this offense. And it's just been an epic failure 6 games into the season with no real signs of life, except for your defense. And defenses can win championships, but you have to have an offense that can get you there. They don't have an offense that's going to get them to the playoffs. You can't win games the way CSU beat Nevada. That happens once in a while. That was like the sole reason CSU wins. 14 points. They won 17-14. That's not going to happen very often. You have to have an offense that can get you a 10-0. What did I tell you yesterday? I'd love to see the Broncos with a real lead for once. Not a 3-point lead, not a 6-point lead, but give me a touchdown and maybe a field goal. They were up 10-0. How do they respond? They lost their damn minds. Didn't know what to do with that.
Oh, and then the Chargers went on like a 10-minute drive.
Right.
That kept them off the field most of the second quarter. You come back, get a field goal, and you still feel, okay, let's get the ball back to
right.
start, and we'll go 3-and-out in the third quarter.
What an astonishing stat, though. You go 10 for 10, your first 10 passes, and then you complete 5 more the rest of the game?
Out of what, like another 15 passes?
Yeah. It's crazy. 19 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Future headlines.
So, here's what's going to happen.
Here's your headline. Some companies still know how business is done.
You take the pictures, I'll make up the headlines, okay? All right? That okay with you?
hot off the presses again today, Brady. Our paper yesterday, or late last night, sold out with our headlines. Had the Chargers striking lightning a couple times in L.A. Thought they'd be touchdowns, but they were actually field goals.
And
weird burst of lightning.
Punt thingies.
Weird punts. But we have three more headlines that are potential for this evening.
Okay, okay.
MLB playoffs going on. The NBA officially gets started tonight.
Ooh!
So we're going to start off with this one. New York judge sets new baseball precedent.
He just goes off today. 207. Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? I like the Yankees in this, so why not?
Celtics luck runs out versus Philly. Embiid, MVP, question mark?
Mmm. TNT tonight, too. Ooh, TNT.
They just signed their entire crew to an extension.
I love that crew. I love that. It would be a dream come true to meet those guys. Yes, luck runs out tonight. Joel Embiid, MVP. Maybe they want to give it to him. You know, Joker can't win them all. He's got just as good a shot as any, so possibly.
Last one here. LeBron contemplates early retirement after Westbrook misses game winner.
I don't think they're going to be in a position to have a game winner tonight. I think Golden State's going to roll. What's the spread in that game tonight? That's an 8 o'clock game. I think Golden State's going off because they got some. They're 7-point favorites, Golden State. I think they got some frustration that they need to get past. And sometimes that means for a dangerous Golden State team, watch for the Warriors to go nuts tonight.
All right. I'll let my editors know.
Let your editors know. Get them ahead of the game here. So what we're trying to do is help. If the writers of this Northern Colorado community would just listen to us, we have 90% of your work done. 90% of the job is headlines now.
Your articles are written.
Yeah, you can write whatever article you want to write, but the headlines are done. We're helping you out with this. So, what's a future headline? I like to reverse this on you now. 5-year future headline. Russell Wilson's goose is finally cooked. Doesn't survive with the Broncos.
Wilson closes kitchen after 3 years in Denver.
After one. After two.
Well, he has a sous chef that comes in year two and can't quite get it up to the standard it needs to be.
What's more likely headline at the end of this season? Hackett can't hack it. Done with the Broncos. Or Broncos desperately seeking trade partner for Russell Wilson. That's not very catchy, but it is what it is.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as well as Hackett.
Hackett can't hack it in Denver.
Hackett is a racket.
Hackett's all the racket after they win 8 in a row.
Broncos miraculously turn around a 2-4 start to make the playoffs.
Russell Wilson is cooking now.
Wilson receives fifth Michelin star.
Yes. The Broncos fumbled Melvin Gordon out the door. What else? Ooh. You just told me Joker just got a new haircut.
Joker did get a haircut.
It's got to be something there. Got to be something there.
Fresh cut, same old Joker.
But in a good way.
Triple-double tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Why not? It's Utah. Now, here's the thing. Probably not, because he's going to be on the bench after with 5 minutes into the fourth. Oh. Or he might not even come out into the fourth to play.
10-10-10 is still a triple-double.
That's true. But a lot of times he gets to that point where he's like at 20, he's at like 8 assists, and then he's like at 7 boards, and then they're up by 20, and he doesn't start the fourth quarter, and there's no reason to bring him back in. Been burned on that way too much. I get scared of taking triple-doubles because of that fact right there. Because sometimes, if you have a star that's in triple-double mode, then they're usually destroying the team. Sometimes.
Like with Jokic, sometimes he'll get the double-double, and then he'll be like 9 assists or 9 rebounds.
You're so close. He's always close. He's going to be close to a triple-double all year. He almost averaged it last year, didn't he? Did he? He didn't average it, right? I think he was like close.
He's getting closer over the last 2 years.
I'm trying to think of some more. We need more for the Nuggets. How about something for the Nuggets?
Blue Arrow flies again.
Yes. That's an arrow. That was an arrow sound. Something with bones. Give me something with bones, Angel. I'm challenging you. You're the headline guy. Give me something with bones.
Spooks, warriors.
Yes. Yeah.
Skeleton, Halloween.
Yeah, I get
bits.
It. I love it. It's all good. Michael Porter Jr. MPJ. MPJ says no way to
MPJ
making any shots.
Is back.
Yeah, simple. Good.
Very simple.
Okay, what's more likely? Thursday morning headline. MPJ is back. Or the blue arrow flies again. Or new haircut. Same great Joker.
I like the blue arrow.
Blue
again.
Arrow flies again. Okay, we should start tweeting these. Tweeting these out. So, very good. Very good by you. I love this. This is a fun segment. I invite the Hooligans to come up with some. I want future headlines from you guys. Sometimes they're pretty good. Hey, you might create a future headline that would win you a Top Text Tuesday today. $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. 31 minutes after the hour, Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Love our friends over at No Limit Collectibles. Man, they've got the sports memorabilia to get you rocking, sports cards. Maybe you're a collector or you know somebody that's a collector. It's the 18th of October, but you could be writing down the Christmas list at this stage. Get ahead of it. Don't do like I do on the 20th of December, start scrambling and finding gas stations where you can go get gifts for people. Don't do that. Get ahead of the game. You've probably got a sports fan in your life if you're listening to this show, or maybe you're the sports fan in your life. Go treat yourself at No Limit Collectibles and stop by for Burger Madness at Cable's Pub and Grill. They're in the same building in West Greeley. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. The Broncos are 3.5? Three-point favorites? Starting off against the Jets this week?
I imagine that line would be moving the other way.
So. Well, is Russ going to play?
Well, no, he's doing an MRI today for his hamstring, listed as possibly significant injury.
Should they just rest him for 2 weeks?
I mean, the Jets are on a good streak right now.
Yeah.
And you got to travel all the way to London. That takes a drain on your body and just your, getting set to a new time.
Where is Russell in the quarterback tier today of my four tiers?
I think he's three.
Yeah. You're probably right.
He started out at one, but he's moving down
that
tier list.
Two is good, not great. Three is like... explore your options or something like that. I don't remember what I did. But four is like bad or I haven't seen you enough. So three is like you're in trouble. And we could argue again until we're blue in the face about it being Russell Wilson or Nathaniel Hackett, who's to blame the most, but right now you've got a failure on your hands. You've got a bleeding organization. And guys like Smitty texting in, one of our Hall of Famers, just saying, hey, you got to stop the bleeding. I'm a big fan of just stopping the bleeding, whatever that takes. And if it's firing Nathaniel Hackett, well, then what's the plan? Then if you fire Hackett today, then you're just directionless. Because is Evero the guy?
What coach can you convince to coach this team with no draft picks, not a lot of cap space?
And maybe a quarterback that's
in the waning years of his career.
At least it sure seems like it. I mean, I was hearing Harbaugh again. Michigan's Harbaugh thrown out. Is it Jim or John? Is it Jim?
Jim.
Let's get those backwards. Does Jim want to come back and coach the NFL? I mean, that's the thing. Like, Urban Meyer left and came into the NFL and was awful. And he's still on these Saturday crews doing analysts and stuff, which I don't know. I feel weird watching him. I don't know why. I just feel like, dude, you screwed over the Jags so badly, and now you're up here on stage with in your sunglasses talking about college football. I don't know. Bothers me.
College game day is much better.
Yeah. True.
Don't waste your Saturday morning with that.
But that's the thing. Like, college coaches that are good are looking at Rhule and Urban Meyer, and they're like, do I want to leave this situation? Because it's a way different game. It's totally very hard to transition. I mean, Pete Carroll did it. He kind of did it out of necessity, though. He needed to get the hell out of USC.
Yeah, I mean, and they only went to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then after that, they haven't really done
That's
much.
True. They haven't. I mean, they've been a kind of a playoff fixture. But, no. Dixon, if it makes you feel any better, Seattle only has a top five pick in the draft right now. Now instead of the top pick, thanks to the Broncos. Yeah, it makes me feel loads better. Was I right all along about Drew Lock? Like, just bear with me. Before the Rodgers thing happened, I said, don't trade that many first-round picks, all that draft stock, because George Payton needs those picks to help build this team around him. So I'm not in on Aaron Rodgers. I didn't entertain the Russell Wilson thing because I didn't think it was realistic. Now, I'll admit, when it was done, I was good with it. I was good because he's 34 as opposed to 38. I thought the process should be you go with Drew Lock for one more year under this new coach and see if they can grow together. Would they be better today? I don't know. Does Drew fit with a Nathaniel Hackett kind of guy? I there's no way of knowing that.
I mean, he might. Drew's more of a pocket passer.
Listen, I mean, are we really, like, ready to say that, like, right now, who's better? Drew Lock or Russell Wilson? Based on what you've seen in 6 games compared to what we've seen in, what, 2.5 years or whatever with Drew Lock. I at least saw moments with Drew. I mean, I'm seeing some with Russ, but not.
Locke's ceiling is a lot higher, but Russ's ceiling right now is very low.
Should have stuck with Locke.
You may never know. In some alternate dimension, alternate earth, Drew Lock is the starting quarterback for
yes.
the Broncos, and they're 6-0, and it's just beautiful.
Pete Carroll says, be careful, Geno. Drew's on your heels, buddy. You've got to watch out.
Could you make some kind of deal with Pete? Hey, can we have Drew back, please?
Hey, Pete, could you just give us Drew back? We threw that in. You know, nobody wants him. We'll take him. You don't know what to do
here's
with that
a,
guy.
He's a Rocky signed baseball.
You can come to any game you want at Coors Field. How about that? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dixon's coming in hard for this $15 gift certificate. This would be win number 2 for him. Not
he
3,
texted,
right?
He texted like every segment.
Oh, he's in. He's in. He's locked and loaded. Top text Tuesdays, dude. Dixon's locked and loaded.
Especially after doing anything for the last 2.5 hours.
I think he gets a lot of work done in between during commercial breaks.
Much like us.
Much like us. Dixon, especially after a Broncos game. He brings the heat. Because he wasn't there yesterday. He wasn't around yesterday, so he knows. He knows this is the day. All this is the curse of Kyle Sloter. Did you see UNC was on bad beats again last night?
Yes.
Scott Van Pelt's like, there are just a few cities or areas that we're really popular in, and Greeley's like the one because of the basketball team. But he's like, this time it's football, and there's Ed McCaffrey. And it was the fact that when the Bears went up, did they go up by 11? What was the
score? They were up 14-3.
They were up 14-3, and it was if you went in on that game, you could take the Bears plus 22. They were still given, so I don't know what the spread was before.
It was like 21.5 at kickoff.
So 14-3 up, and you could get in at plus 22 for UNC. And they were on bad beats because Montana State scored the last touchdown, the meaningless touchdown, with like a minute left to win by 23. So
that's 3 times now for the Bears.
Man.
Got to start somewhere.
I tweeted last night. I was like, saw a preview that the Bears are on bad beats. Might as well stay up late and let the torture and frustration continue. with our teams that we cover.
Man, did you get much sleep compared to last night than last Thursday?
Yeah, I slept way better last night because you know why? You know why.
Does you get to see your best friend tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. But we got the Nuggets. I'm all in. I'm all in on this season. It's going to be a magical season. We got our guys back.
All of them.
Let's go. There is reason to be happy, and the Avs are good. Somebody tweeted at me after I tweeted that about, oh, I tweeted the Nuggets play Wednesday. Someone said, the Avs play tonight. No, played. If you want to come at me with that, they already played.
Didn't we talk about the Avs for like 2 days last week?
Every time I do a Nuggets tweet, Avs fans come at me. See, Tanner gets people that come at him because they're like, you're a fake Avs fan. I know I'm as fake a hockey guy as it gets. I like watching the Avs, but I don't. That's not my priority over football, basketball, Major League Baseball, playoffs I'll probably watch over a hockey regular season game. But people come at me if I tweet something about the Nuggets. This is why we can't have nice things. I love the movie Die Hard.
Lethal Weapon was better.
I mean, that's the world we're in. Who are you? Get out of here with that. Just want to have a negative. Nuggets start on Wednesday.
The Avalanche started tonight. Or they played tonight.
Who, and they won.
Ain't nothing good about who you are. Just, like, come on.
There's only one TV. I can only watch one game.
There's only so many sports I can cover. You know, I get people coming at me. Why don't you talk more about this? Why don't you talk more about this? We have a lot to cover.
We also have a text line if you want to share your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Curse of Kyle Sloter. It's hilarious. Kyle Sloter. The Bears fans were so hopeful, though. They're like, he can go represent us.
He looked decent in that one preseason game or half.
Yeah, he looked decent. Something about him that makes NFL guys go, I don't see the future there.
He keeps hanging around practice.
Where is he now?
I believe New Orleans last time. Or no, it's either New Orleans or Jacksonville.
Listen, it's not about bringing another quarterback or anything like that in here. It's about fixing it. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. That's where the Broncos are right now. And Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson, they are the ones the Broncos are with. For better or worse, they got to figure this out. Will we be expecting a Melvin Gordon trade today? Or this week? Or before the trade deadline? And I like Gordon. I hate the fumbles, but I like Gordon. But I just hated what I saw last night from him. 970 texter. Melvin Gordon tried to leave after the season, but got no offers. I guess guys get injured, but where does he think he's going to end up? Yeah, I saw he's liking all the tweets of people saying, Melvin should be traded, Melvin should be traded, Melvin should be traded. I mean, that's a sign right there, man. Dixon just sent in a GIF of draft day, Kevin Costner. George Payton, I want my picks back.
That's a good movie.
I said this from the beginning. George Payton was brought in because he's a picks guy. You can use your picks and build guys up. Instead, you got rid of all your picks and you brought in a 34-year-old quarterback that maybe it was the old bait and switch. It was, hey, here's this Russell Wilson. You saw him in all the Super Bowls and deep in the playoffs and doing all these crazy things. Here he is. And then you get him. It's like, yeah, but this is a different version, though.
He's refurbished.
Yeah, it's a different version of that one. But it's still Russell, but it's just a different version.
It's the same body and hardware, but some of the inside stuff's just different.
Yeah, it's not what it was, but it's still the same guy.
It looks the same.
Yeah.
Look at
enjoy
number
this.
Number 3, see?
Yeah, look there. He's saying all these fun things. Does all
got
this
the hat on.
Let's ride thing kind of deal. Sierra's with them. Same guy. 48 minutes after the hour. What's on the tube tonight and closing thoughts? And we'll announce our winner of Top Text Tuesday. Coming up next, it's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
52 minutes after the hour. Texter says, when does this start being the positive segment? I don't know, man. What do you want from me? I tried. I said Nathaniel Hackett should probably be given another year. That's positive, isn't it?
Positive.
Or is that negative?
Your defense is still good.
Okay, here's positive. Defense is still good. I love this defense. Greg Dulcich got in. I've been wanting to see him for a long time. He got a touchdown. Maybe they can keep that going. Latavius Murray looked pretty good, you know, in spurts. Maybe that gets better as we go on here.
Your post-game high fives need some work.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I just saw that earlier, yeah.
Were they mad at him?
It was weird because, like, everyone's heading in the same direction and Russell's just standing there.
He's, like, in the middle, like, hey, guys. Out. He's like a little kid getting high fives. Hey, guys. Some people gave him high fives. Some were like, eh.
Jerry Jeudy tried to give him a high five. He kind of reached out as he was walking, like, oh.
Well, Reisner didn't give him a high five, but then came back and, like, almost walked with him. Kind of like, oh, I forgot. Maybe I didn't see him there. And then he went back to get him, I guess. It was weird.
Maybe they're like Russell points. You got to get points with, like, kind of like Shroot Bucks, but Russell points.
All right, we got to crown a winner. Ah, this one's pretty obvious. We had some good text, but I do think the arch nemesis of the show dominated today. Dixon wins Top Text Tuesday. Congratulations. Your $15 gift certificate will be available here at the KFKA Studios. And you have a chance next week. You and B-Rad have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. So 15 right there for you. It's how we roll. Rocking and rolling, man. So listen, man. What's on tonight? I'm excited about tonight. Yeah, baseball. You got some good NBA games. NBA starts their season tonight. So in baseball, coming up in about 10 minutes. Here we go. Cleveland and the New York Yankees. Who do you like in this one? They had to postpone, reschedule to today. So pitching matchup kind of changed around. Who you like?
Saw a story that the Guardians couldn't get a hotel in New York last night, so they may be a little dragged.
So you like the Yankees?
I like the Yankees.
-1.5?
Yeah.
I think Yankees go off tonight, or today. Phillies and Philadelphia and San Diego start that series tonight, too, at 6:03 on FS1. I keep thinking the Padres, every time I buy in on the Padres, they lose. Every time I go against them, they win. So my gut said Padres, so I'm going to go against them. I'm going to say Phillies win tonight. How about that?
I like the Padres.
Okay, there you go. NBA, love this crew. Love this TNT crew, and they ain't going anywhere. Ernie, Shaq, Charles, and Kenny the Jet. Man, I do love that. I'm pumped tonight. I'm going to have that on the tube. Philly and Boston. Give me Philly there. I'm going to turn it into a prediction segment. Lakers, Golden State. I think Golden State just rolls tonight at 8 o'clock.
Raising another banner.
Yes, they're going off tonight. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.